Welcome to Project Lakuta Sichis. We're going to be learning Sicha Beis of Parsha Shoftim. This is on page 70 in Chelek Yudalet. This Sicha here is also a Hadron on Masechtes Vachim. A very geshmaka Sicha as always, especially a Hadron. Let's begin. Ala Pasik Navi Mikir B'chom Echecha Kamayini Yakim L'cha Hashem L'kecha. And then the Pasik says, Elof Tishmon, that there'll be a Navi amongst you, and you have to listen to what he tells you. Omru Razal, Eilof Tishmon, what does Eilof Tishmon teach me? Afila Oymelocha, Avoir Alachas Mekom Mitzvah Shebeteire, even if the Navi tells you to be Oyver on one of the mitzvahs, Kagain, and an example for this would be Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. Eliyahu told the Yidden that they're going to bring a carbon on Hara Carmel after they had the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And at that point, there was an Isser to bring any carbon outside an Obama. Nevertheless, Eliyahu told them for that time to disprove the Avodah Zarah of the Baal that was going on then. So he said that we're going to bring a carbon on Har HaKarmel. HaKoyel Fishah, if this is a temporary instruction from a Navi, Shmalei. You have to listen to him. So that's what Eilof Tishmon teaches us. The extent that you have to listen to a Navi, even in a case where he tells you Lefishah to be over on a mitzvah on the Torah. So in the Pasuk in Parsha Sirei, it says, where it says the actual Isser, that you're not allowed to bring Karbanis outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which is what's called Shchutei Chutz, a carbon that's brought outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that includes an Obama as well. The Sifri says, Aval atamayla b'chol mokayim sheyeim elocha hanavi. You're not allowed to bring any place where you yourself choose to bring it there. But if a Navi tells you to do so, so then you're allowed. Like it was in the case with Eliyahu, Navi, and Har HaKarmel, according to the words of a Navi, you can bring a carbon on a Bama even after the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim. So we have two different drashas here. One drasha in the parsha of a Navi, in this week's parsha. And another drasha in the parsha of the halachas that you're not allowed to bring outside Yerushalayim, over there where it says the Isser of Obama, the Torah writes Ashatira to say, but according to a Navi, you're allowed. Chayde, now move on. So the question here is, Mikivin sheyeshnoi, tzivi kloli, the Eilof Tishmon, if there is a general command that the Torah is saying, that you always have to listen to a Navi, excuse me, Hamachayev l'shmoyal anavi, which obligates you to listen to him, imu eimer avoyer alachas mikom mitzvah shebeteira. Any mitzvah. You always have to listen to a Navi if he's telling you temporarily to be over on a mitzvah. Harei muvan shebechlal ze gam achiv l'shmoya eilef kishu eimer lahakriv bebame b'shas isa bames. So obviously that includes this Isser as well. The Isser that you're not allowed to bring in any place outside Yerushalayim. That's when the Isser of bames began. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, so this as well is part of this halacha, this general halacha, that if a Navi tells you to do so, temporarily you listen to him. Imkain, lamalon limud miyuchad, why do we need a specific and extra limud of the pasik, midiyuke dekra, b'chomakim ashatira, that we're medayik over here in the parsha where it talks about the Isser of Obama, sha'atamayla b'chomakim sheim l'cha Navi, that you're allowed to bring the carbon wherever a Navi will tell you to do so. It's not a specific thing when you get to the parsha of Obama and the Isser of Obama. It's a general din. Anytime a Navi tells you to do something, if it's temporary, if you shaw, you can be over. So what's this extra pasuk here? So the Raget Shaver, Mevi Mashomer B'Yerushalmi, brings and quotes what it says in Yerushalmi, similar to what it says in the Sifri. Ein Obama Niteres Ela B'Navi. The Obama is only allowed to be used after it was already built in Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, only through the words of a Navi. My time, so this pasuk that it brings in the Sifri, and from there we learn out that you're not allowed to go and choose any bama to bring on it, but if a Navi tells you so, you're allowed. As we see by Eliyahu, he was makriv a carbon outside Yerushalayim in that time period, after it was asur. Shalmi concludes, Omer Absimloi Dibura, or Devira, that's a simple pshat here, that it's part of his name, or it was maybe a place that he came from. Ubidvarcha Amalei, Eliyahu tells the Eibishter, Ubidvarcha Asisi. With your words I have done so. Bidibura Chasisi, this Dvarcha Asisi is a quote from a pasuk, And based on that pasuk, we see that Eliyahu tells the Eibishter, according to your words, I've done so that I've brought the carbon on Har HaKarmel. So basically, in this Yerushalmi, we see the same thing as in the Sifri. That the fact that a Navi can bring the carbon outside of the Yerushalayim, even though it's a time of Isser Bamos, is learnt out from the pasuk that it says in the parasha of where it says the Isser of Abam, b'chol mokem ashetireh, that if a Navi tells you to do so, you're allowed. So the Ragachover explains that Yerushalmi svirilei, the Yerushalmi holds the zeu din dal pinavi yecholim lahakrev bebame b'shas miktosh. What this is teaching me over here is that this is lachatchila the din that a navi is allowed to bring a carbon on a bama even when the Beis Hamikdash is standing. Ve'ein olav shem shchut echutz klal. The whole isra of shchut echutz does not apply when it's the navi that's telling you to do so. I have a carbon. It's a regular carbon. In other words, the pshat over here is it's not that there's an iser and you're doing something which is befeidish, not a regular carbon. Elamai, temporarily you have to listen to the navi to be over on the mitzvah of the Torah and to do so. No, if we're learning it out from this parsha by a bama where it says the iser of a bama, and there it says that the whole iser is only ashatira, but if a navi tells you to do so, you're allowed. What that means is that this is the way it is al pidin. Mitzad the halacha of the Isser of Bamis, that Isser does not apply when a Navi tells you to do so. So therefore it's a good carbon. It's not even being doicha Isser, it's a carbon. Mashenken ha-Bavli anal. However, the Bavli that doesn't learn it from the Pasuk that it says by the Isser of Bamis, the Bavli learns it out from the Pasuk in Bechlal, negate to a Navi, Elof Tishman, that you have to listen to a Navi even if you're being over temporarily on an Isser. Lesvirileke, the Bavli doesn't bring this Pasuk of B'chol Mokem Ashatira, so the Bavli doesn't hold this way. According to the Bavli, you're listening to the Navi to be over on an Isser, and the carbon you're bringing is B'fedish, not a regular carbon, you're just being over, but you're doing so, and you're allowed to do so, or you're obligated to do so, because the Navi tells you. So Pizeh. So now according to this, it comes out as follows. L'da'as ha'Yerushalmi ha'rezedin b'dinei b'ma. According to Yerushalmi, the fact that you're bringing a carbon according to the words of the Navi, outside of the Beis Hamikdash, is part of the halachas of Abama. Shal pi Navi nifka iser shel akrava bebamis b'shas mikdash. If it's a Navi telling you to do so, so then there is no iser of not bringing a carbon on a Abama outside of the Beis Hamikdash. V'harei mutarais, k'moy shehoyu mutarais, terem b'yasa shel b'nei Yisrael Yerushalayim. Just like before the Eden came to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, there was a heter to bring an Abama. If a Navi tells you to do so, so even after the Isser was put in place, but we learn out from that very pasuk where the Isser says that the Isser doesn't apply when a Navi is telling you to do so. So I'll move on. Shechidush din zeh. The fact that it goes to this extent, that it's bechlal not an Isser when a Navi tells you so, deirish limud miyuchat. This is, you have to have a special drasha in the parasha of Bama. Ki ein leilav zeh mi eilav tishman. You can't learn this out from what it says, eilav tishman, that you always have to listen to the words of a Navi, even to be over on a mitzvah. She'ein in yonei afkos etzame isser pi anavi. From that pasuk, you're not going to learn out that there is no isser, that you're being mevatel the isser. Ki emachiyov l'shmoya eilav v'lavir ala isser. Over there, eilav tishman, what the Torah is saying is that over here, the Torah gives you the heter to be allowed to be over on the isser. It's not telling you lechatchila b'nigeh to the etzem din itself that there's no isra in this scenario that the Navi tells you to do so. No. Over there, mitzad dinei bama, if you would just learn it from Elof Tishmo, mitzad dinei bama, you're not allowed to bring it in a place outside Yerushalayim on a bama. Elamai, you have to listen to the Navi. Mitzad the halach of Elof Tishmo, you have to listen to the Navi and bring it over there and to be over, so to speak. But according to the Yerushalmi and according to the Sifri as well, we're learning it out from the Chol Mokem Ashetireh, that that's l'chatchila part of the Dinei Bama. That according to a Navi, it's brought, that's the place that it's brought according to the instruction of the Navi. Masha'enke in La Bavli. But according to the Bavli, Haregam al pi Navi loy nifka gufa iser da krava bebamas. So yeah, we talk about drasha that you listen to the Navi, but that doesn't mean that he's uprooting l'chatchila that this is a case with this b'chlal no iser, that the whole iser of bamas wasn't said in this case when the Navi is telling it to you. That's not true. V'ein ze'el adin b'dinei nevuah. The Isser of Bome was said in this case as well. Elamai, on the other hand, though, there's a din by the dinim of Nevua, Shalpitzivya Novi, Chayovim Lavar, al Divrei Torah Lefisha, that the Torah says you're obligated to be over on this Isser. Mitzad Dine Bome, it's Osir. But Mitzad Dine Nevua, the Torah is telling you that Lefisha, if it's a temporary instruction, you have to be over on the Dine Bome. So this is included in the general mitzvah where the Torah says Eilof Tishmon, to listen to a Navi, to be oivered on a mitzvah of the Torah if it's Lefisha, and that includes also the Isser of Bama. So there's no specific pasuk that we're learning out Dafke by a Bama to be oivered on the Isser. Okay, so this is the Rogachara. So basically we have a machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli brings the pasuk Eilof Tishmon. It's a din mitzad dine nevuah, to be over on Divrei Torah Lefisha. Mashenken, the Yerushalmi, says that by dine bome, it's chatchila embedded in the very Isser itself, that Isser does not apply when the Navi is telling you to do so. So it's a completely different thing, two different drashas. So now, going back to the Sefri, move on bepashtos gam benigel drashas haSefri. So now it would be understood simply according to what the Sefri says. Shagam hu chaylek ala Bavli, that the Sefri that brings the drasha like the Yerushalmi does from B'chol Mokem Ashetire argues in the Bavli shaladas haSefri lo yitochen lo havi ha deliyo b'hara Karmel kedugme ala tzivi kloli de'elof Tishmon. According to the Sefri, you can't bring the example of Eliyo b'hara Karmel on the drasha from Eilof Tishmon to say that afilo oymelocha laver al achas mikol mitzvah shebeteira, that we learn from Eilof Tishmon that you're going to be oivir on Isurei HaTeira. How could you say that? If you have the drasha of Yisham Elocha Pentale, so what are you learning out from there? That you're not being oivir b'chlal. This is part of the way Dine Bama was lachatchila designed. That if a Navi tells you so, then that's what you have to do. Mitzad Dine Bama. There's no Isur here b'chlal. That's the way it's designed, the chatchila. So you can't, according to the Sefri, you can't say that when the Torah says Eilof Tishmon, that you have to be over on a mitzvah of the Torah, according to the Navi, that an example for this is what Eliyahu HaNavi did, that he was over when he brought the carbon on a bama. That's not an example of being over. The Sefri holds that you have the drasha from B'chol Mokem HaShetira, that's the chatchila, the way it was designed to be. So therefore, it would seem that the Sefri is aligned with Yerushalmi and argues in the Bavli that uses the expression that afilo oymelocha avoyer al achas mikol mitzvah shebeteira, that when you're bringing a carbon, when Eliyahu brought the carbon in Ba'ara Karmel, he was being oyver on a mitzvah. Omnam means a move on. However, the Rebbe says that if we're going to take what the Rogachava says and we're going to apply it to the Sefri, we're going to have a problem here. So the Rebbe is going to disagree with this approach from the Rogachover, that there's machlokes between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi about this. And based on the Sefri, we see that at least in the Sefri it doesn't work. And then later the Rebbe is going to show us how the Bavli also agrees to the Yerushalmi. Harei gama Sefri maybe hadrosha anal ala pasuk Eilof Tishmon. The fact is the Sefri brings both drashas. It brings the drasha like in the Yerushalmi, the B'chol Mokem HaShetira, but it also brings the drasha of Eilof Tishmon, and the gamevi alzeh dugmim Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, and it brings the example of Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel exactly the way it's brought in our Gemara, that by Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel you see that he was over on a mitzvah, that you have to be over on a mitzvah shebeteira like Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel. So what's going on over here? Didn't we just say that according to the Sefri and the Yerushalmi, by the Bama, that's the chatchila that you learn from the pasuk, that that's the way it's supposed to be done? You're not being over on everything, on anything that is. So how could the Sefri also bring the drasha of the Bavli and use the example of the Bama to say that you're being over on a mitzvah when you bring it on the Bama? Kain, harei ief shaloima, the mandaoma, the drasha zu, chaylik ala drasha, the aval mailata b'chol mokim shiyem lucha novi v'cholu. So we can't say that the mandaoma of this drasha, of the Sefri, that brings the drasha, that the Eilof Tishmon, that you have to be over, is arguing on the drasha that we learn out in the parasha of Bamis, that atamayla b'chol mokim shiyem lucha novi, and it's chatchila nara isra, you're not being over. We're going to have to say that these two drashas do go together. The fact is, the Sefri brings both drashas. Okay, now obviously the question is going to be, but it seems to be a contradiction here. If you're saying that it's part of Dinei Bama, that when a Navi tells you to do so, you're b'chlal not being over on anything, that's just the way it's designed, l'chatchil in Dinei Bama, so how could you at the same time learn the drasha of Elif Tishman and use the expression that Aveir alachas mekol mitzvah, that you're being over on a mitzvah, and the example for that is Bama. You're not being over. So in the Hemshech of the Siche, in Sifei or Vav, it's going to be in Sifhei, the Rebbe will explain how the Lashon is, how it's not a stira. But either way, we see over here that according to the Sifri, that this chiluk that the Rogachov says, that Yerushalmi is one shitta and the Bavli is another shitta, is not mukhrach. Not only that, in the Sifri we actually see that it has to go together. So we have to say, Shagam l'deyezu, so even according to the Sifri, and therefore we could say the same thing also regarding the Bavli, even while we're saying the drasha of Elof Tishmon, and we're saying the lashon of Avoyer al Achas Mekom Mitzvah Shebeteire regarding Obama. At the same time though, that goes together with the drasha that we're learning out from the parsha of Dinei Bama, that that's the way it's designed, l'chatchile, that you should bring according to Hanavi. These two things go together. As I said, how it goes together, the Rebbe will explain soon. But the Rebbe is saying that the Bavli agrees to what it says in the Sifri and agrees to what it says in the Yerushalmi. Shapi Navi Muteres, that when the Navi tells you to bring a carbon on a bama, you're not being over, it's mutter. That's the way the mitzadine bama is supposed to be done. Kitlalon Sifei, as the Rebbe is going to show us later in Sifei. O befrat al pi aklal, the hechesh efshala hashveis, das a Bavli vidas a Yerushalmi vasifri vuchulu. There's a rule that we have that any time it's possible to say that what it says in the Bavli and what it says in the Yerushalmi and Vasifri V'chul and the same Sifri or in any other place, if we can make their opinions match and fit together, there's no reason to dafka point out that they're arguing. Amrinan came. We will say so. Now, Philip Atiritz Dachuk, even if it's going to be a Teret, which is a Deichik, it's better to say that they're not arguing than to say that they are arguing. So therefore, over here, the Rebbe's conclusion is going to be that there's no machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Not like what the Rogachov said. So now the Rebbe gives a lengthy introduction before we come back to this. So here we come to the Siyam of Masechet Zevachim. So there's something that's difficult to understand in the Siyam of Masechet Zevachim. And therefore the point that we're about to make here, based on the Siyam of the Masechet, which is in the Bavli, this will be a proof also, an additional proof to the fact that even according to the Bavli, the drasha of the Sifri and the drasha of Yerushalmi also applies, as we'll see. So what does it say in the end of the Masechta? The end of Masechta Zvachim. So the Rebbe is actually not going to discuss the very last inyan or the last Mishnah in the Gemara, like usual in the Hadran. The Rebbe is going to discuss the last section of the Masechta, the topic that it discusses in the last section, which of course is the Dinei Bama, which we're talking about. Chayla Gadol Misi Masechta Zu Harei Kailal Prate Dinei Bama. A large part of the end of the Masechta discusses all the details of the halachas by Abama. L'chayre tamu'a davar. So at first glance, this is a big wonder. Halei mifur isham. The Gemara there itself says, Bo'i l'Yerushalayim nesra Abamas v'yahoy lenoid heter. Once the Yidden came to Yerushalayim and built the first base of Mikdash, so now there's an Isser. Going forward, there's an Isser of bringing a carbon on Abama, and there's never a heter anymore. Cain, if so, the question is, so why are Chazal teaching us to know today, and with the length, with all the details, all the halachas about Obama, this is something in the past, this is something that the Yidden at a certain time in history had the ability to bring a carbon on Obama, but today, it's not Shaykh anymore. The Gemara asks this question many, many times. For example, you have certain halachas and certain mitzvahs and chiyuvim that the Yidden had of what they did in the Midbar, and it was just for that time, and it wasn't any time later. You're not going to find the Gemara discussing all the details of those mitzvahs, since they're not relevant today anymore. So why shouldn't the same thing apply over here, benegeya to the Dinei Bama, that was for one specific time period in Klal Yisrael, and later on, it's never going to be nitter again? So from this we understand, Shagam Achshav is manazeh, we must say, if the Gemara discusses it, that even today, Yeshno, Avshariyas Api Allah, Ela Hakrev Bebama, the possibility of being Makrev Obama still exists. Ashalken Gamlonu Nochitz Ladas, Prate Dinel. And therefore, even for us, it's necessary to know all the details of the halachas of Obama. So the Rabbi begins as follows. What would be the scenario that you could bring a carbon on Obama even today? So one scenario where the heter of a bama would apply is kamaimerazal. The Gemara says, "V'akom bezmanazeh rashon lastas kein lahakriv a bama cholo." A goy is allowed to bring a carbon on a bama. The Tana Rabbanan, David al Bnei Yisrael, when it says the Parsha, where it says Hishamalacha, the Isser of bringing an Obama, so it says David al Bnei Yisrael, Mitzuvin al Shchutichutz, Bnei Yisrael are not allowed to bring Shchutichutz, just to correct that, when it says we're talking about David al Bnei Yisrael, not regarding this Pasuk where it says Hishamalacha, but this is a Pasuk in Parshas Achre, where it says the general Isser of Shchutichutz, which also includes bringing it on Obama. So the Eina Akim Mitzuvin al Shchutichutz. Goyim, however, are not obligated on the issur of bringing a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So lefichach, kol echad v'echad b'ino le'bama la'atzmoy, any of the goyim could build a bama for himself, u'makir v'le'a kol ma'ashe yirtzachul, he could bring a carbon on it. Also l'sayim v'lasa shlichus, and chulu, a yid is not allowed to assist or do the shlichus in bringing this carbon, but o'loirinu shari, to teach them about the halachas of these carbonis, how to bring the carbon on a bama, so that's allowed. This is the Gemara. So the Gemara says that a goy could bring a carbon on a bama. So on bekivin shemuter leben Yisrael lahayris laakum eich lahakriv bebama bezman hazeh hari olav ladas prati adinim. So regarding a guy bringing a carbon on a bama, it's allowed even bezman hazeh. So therefore, a yid has to know the prati dinim to be able to tell a guy if he wants to know how to bring the carbon on a bama. This is the pshat, as the Rebbe says in Ora 13, from the Teferes Yisrael, the Nigei Tawai, the Gemara brings all the Prati Adinim of Obama in the, towards the end of Masechta Zvachim. Omnam says the Rebbe, Adayin, Deichik Loimar, this Teretz is a Deichik, Deichik Loimar, Shekol Arichas Anal B'Gemara, Hu B'Shvil Loirinu La'akum. The Gemara is talking this entire discussion, blatter and blatter of Gemara, just for the purpose to be able to teach Goyim. It's a Deichik to say so. In other words, for Yidin, this is not relevant at all. It's all prate dinim in case a guy is asking a yid and he wants to bring it like it says in the Torah, so then a yid could teach the guy how to do the mitzvah. Or befrat, even more specifically, the af al pisha mitzina, b'nei b'gemara kama v'kama in yonim, we do find in the Gemara many different things, shakla v'tariyah v'ayrois, whether the discussion or actual halachis, gam b'negei l'dava bilti rogel l'motzi, regarding things that are very unusual, very uncommon. Something which is extremely uncommon, something that seldomly happens. So we do find that the Gemara does discuss certain things that are very, very uncommon. Because, however, those are such matters that if it does happen, in the event that it actually happens, there is a certain halacha, there's a certain mitzvah, or a certain din that's a chiyuv, it's an obligation. So therefore the Gemara explains it. In that seldom event that such a thing happens, so the Torah has to tell you what to do, because we're actually talking about a mitzvah or a chiyuv that you'll be obligated to do in that case. You say to me, this actually goes even a step further. There are certain things that never was and never will be. Nevertheless, the Gemara does discuss these things because we're discussing what would be the halacha if it would happen. If you're talking about something that there's a chiyuv or there's a mitzvah, so even if it's something that never would happen, never happened and never will happen, but nevertheless, if you're discussing something which is an actual mitzvah or chiyuv, so this is something the Gemara will discuss. But over here, when we're talking about something, even if this uncommon thing happens, we're not talking about a situation where there's an obligation, whether for the positive or the negative. He wants to bring a carbon on that bama. He wants. Does he have an obligation? No, he wants. And he wants to do a dafka al pi dini ha-teira. And then he's turning to a yid and he wants to know the pratim of how the Torah requires him to bring this. Shudava rochek mimitzias. It's something which would happen very seldomly. Va'afilim tiyim mitzias, because even if it will happen, gamaz ain't shum chiv lai reisim b'zeh. You have no chiv to teach them and show them how to bring this carbon. U'kaloshen lairinu shari. If the guy is interested, if he wants, and he wants to do a dafka al pi teira, so then you're allowed to teach them. Shari, not that you have to. So if so, deichik God loyma sha'afa became ba kol arichas b'shas. It's a very big deichik to say that the whole long discussion in the Gemara about all dinei bama is b'nigeya to something which is very uncommon, and even if it does occur, there's absolutely no mitzvah or chiyuv that these dinim apply. So why would the Gemara discuss all Dinei Bama? The Rebbe continues weiter to explain why he doesn't want to accept this teretz. V'oid, another point. Here's the halacha. Shaklevatayel psak din. If you have a discussion which is negated to an actual psak din that you have to pask in something that's relevant, yesh bezek kedime le'inyan shazman grama v'chulo. That comes before something else that's only relevant in a certain time period, and it's not a psak din that you have to pask in right now. That's halacha shulchan aruch and hilchas yedidaya negated to when there's a teacher teaching students what questions do you answer first or what questions you don't have to answer immediately. If there's an actual psak din that's relevant, that's something you have to discuss first. So if we're going to accept over here this teretz of the Teferes Yisrael, that the whole discussion of all the blatter of the Gemara that's discussing the Dinei Bama is all because it's negeya to teach a guy, so then we'll have to say shekola shakla v'tari l'piskei din b'dinei bama. All this discussion about how to paskin regarding Obama, hoyu bizman shaloi hoyu sfeikis klal b'chol dini ashasa shayachan l'bnei Yisrael v'chulu. When did they discuss this in the Besmedrish? It was in a time where all of the halachas that are negeya to Yidin, there was no sfeikis about it, everything was clear, they learned, they knew everything, and therefore they're learning about something which they can learn now, even though it's not relevant to Yidin, there's no psak din that's negeya to Yidin, so they can learn about something that's only negeya to Goyim. That's obviously a very interesting thing, very big deichik to say so. That there was no dinim that was relevant, and they spent a large amount of time on discussing all these dinim that are only negated to Goyim. V'oid v'ikir. Now the Rebbe adds yet another point there. Kama midine bama nilmodim miksuvim shehem aschilim daber el b'nei Yisrael. There are some of the dinim that it says that the Gemara discusses regarding Obama, where the pasuk says clearly el b'nei Yisrael, that these are halachas that only apply to Yidden. In Cain, so if that's the case, Kishem Shaklolis Adin, Sha'akam Mutalahakri Babama Bismanaze, Nilmad Mizeh Sha Parsha Scholosa Dabral Bnesro Veloyakum. How do we know, Bechlal, that this whole Isser of being Makrav on Obama today only applies to Yidden and not to Goyim? Because it says Dabral Bnei Yisrael. So we see, if it says in the Torah Dabral Bnei Yisrael, these are halachas that do not apply to a Goy. So Kamekain Sarach Loimar, so if that's the case, you have to say as well, Shigam Prote Dine Bome Elu. Other details about Obama, the halachas of Obama, Hanul Madim, Miksuvim, Shenema Bem, Dabab Ne Yisrael, which I learned out from Sukkim where it says Dabab Ne Yisrael, Noyegim Rak Bebomas Yisrael. They are only relevant for Yidden. There are halachas that only apply to Yidden. Veloy Bebomas Akam, but not by a guy. Even if a guy wants to do it, Al Pi Teira. But there are certain halachas that don't apply to a guy, because it says in the Teira, Dabab Ne Yisrael. So the question that we're asking, why is the Gemara discussing these halachas, is still a question. Even if we're going to accept the teretz, that the Gemara is saying it only for Goyim that want to bring on a Bama, but that would only work for those dinim that are taka relevant for Goyim as well. But amongst the discussion of the Gemara and Dinei Bama, it also talks about a lot of things that are only negeya to Yidden. So over there you can't give this answer b'chlal. So the question remains, why is the Gemara bringing up the whole discussion b'nigeya to the dinim of Obama? Oh, so the Rebbe comes back to what we began the sicha with. Omnom yesh oid oifin shalav shoros lahakrif b'bama gam b'zman is b'bamas. V'huapi itzivi novi. There is another option, another possibility, when a person could bring a carbon on Obama, even after the time when the Issa Bamas began, when the Yidden came to Yerushalayim, according to a Navi, as we said. Now, although it says, once the last Nevi'im, Chagis, Chari, Malachi, passed away, so the Nevu'ah was removed, the Ruach HaKadosh was removed from amongst Yidden. It's mashma that there can't be any more Navi b'zmanazeh. So the Rebbe says, Einai. This is not true. And here the Rebbe says a big chiddush that even b'zman hazeh, you could have nevuah. Ki mefurish b'kama mekaymes b'divrei chazal. We find clearly in many places in Chazal, shehoysa gam la'achrizeh hashroas ruach ha-kaydush. That even after this time period of the Nevi'im ha-achreinim, there was a ruach ha-kaydush that was dwelling amongst Yidden. V'achkorchach tzorech loyma. So the Gemara clearly says nistalka ruach hakodesh. So we must say the ma she'omru nistalka ruach hakodesh miYisrael. Hakavanesh and many years that from that time period of Chag Yischari and Malachi le'oisam mitzuya kimikaidem. The nevuah was not as common as it was before. The Gemara never means to say that the Nevuah is completely batal. That's not the pshat. Nistalka just means that it's not as common anymore, but not that it's completely impossible and batal. And the Rebbe explains, the Rebbe gives a hesber. Kalayma, the pshat here is as follows. Nevuah only takes effect on an individual that has reached many high levels, which are the introduction and makes it possible for him to receive a prophecy, nevuah, as it's spelled out all in the Rambam. So therefore, when it's a time period when the generation is not deserving and the people are not on these high levels, and as an expression the Gemara says, if the people of earlier generations are compared to malachim, so we're merely human beings. And if the people of earlier generations would be compared to human beings, b'nei adam, so then we're compared to donkeys, the Gemara says. So therefore the point is that we're on a generation that doesn't have the ability to reach those levels that they were on and high in the previous generations. So ein b'nei adam ruyim l'nevuah. So today, why is there no nevuah? Not because there's any interruption mitzad the Eibishter from his behalf. It's mitzad the people below that there's no one that's fit. There's no one that's deserving to have to be a keli for nevuah. It's not a pesach zeder from above that it came a certain time period and the nevuah is expired and that's it. There's no nevuah mitzad lamayla. No, that never changed. Mitzad lamayla, there's still a possibility of nevuah. Elamai, there's certain criteria, there's certain qualifications to be a navi, and that's something which is not common to achieve. And therefore, it says in the Gemara, nistalka nevuah, nistalka ruach hakodesh miYisrael. Vapizeh, the Rebbe says, meduyek haloshen, nistalka ruach hakodesh miYisrael. Why does the Gemara use the expression of nistalka? V'loi batla oiposka. Why doesn't it use the term that it's been completely removed, which means batla, it's batla, it's annulled, oiposka, it's been stopped. Ka'aloshim b'gemara sham b'negei l'kam edvarim shabatlu. The Gemara there, when it talks about other things that do not exist anymore, taka uses the loshim of batla. But b'negei to nevuah, it doesn't say this expression of batla. Because the truth is, nevuah is not batal and not nifsak. Mitzad the Eibishter, there's no expiration date for the concept of nevuah. It's been removed. In actuality, it's been removed from people below. Because you don't have the people that are kalim, that are roi for this nevuah. But doesn't mean it's impossible though. It's still something that's possible if there's going to be an individual that will be roi from the vuah. It's just not common. You could have nevuah even today if somebody does reach the level that he's roi from the vuah. Al pianal, the Rebbe adds another detail as a proof to this concept that nevuah is shaykh even today. Al pianal meturitz moving on the Rambam, regarding the Rambam. The Rambam talks about a lot of details regarding a Navi. He doesn't at all mention that from the time period of Nevi'im Achreinim, there's no more Nevuah. Ad lefnei bi'as HaMashiach, until before Mashiach comes. There is certain things, there is a halacha where the Rambam talks about a case where the Nevuah will not be shayre, where the Nevuah will not take effect. And he says, ve'efshe shaloi tisha. In a certain case, a person aspires to be a Navi, and possibly he won't be. So why doesn't the Rambam let us know the fact that b'zman hazeh there's no union of Nevuah? Va'adarab. Not only that, if you look into the Rambam, you can come to an opposite conclusion. La'achar. Did I skip a line here? Let me go back a second. Va'afal pikein, ein bedvarav shum remes sheyefshe shetisha b'zman hazeh. There's no hint in the words of the Rambam that there's no nevuah today. Vadarab, on the contrary, after the Rambam gives you the conditions needed in order for nevuah to take effect, Messiah, how does the Rambam conclude? Miyad ruach hakodesh shayrish shayra olav. You meet this criteria, immediately the nevuah will take effect. Harei sha nevuah tluya rak binyanim elu. In order to be zeichet to nevuah, it's toloi, it depends just on the fulfilling these things and meeting the criteria that Rambam says, v'lei b'shum t'nai achar. There's no other condition. Living in a certain time period until the Nevi'im Achreinim is not one of them. So we clearly see that from the Rambam, the inyan of Nevuah has no expiration date. Even more we can see from a letter that the Rambam wrote to the Yidden in Taimon in Yemen, and the Rambam there writes as follows. Bilam said in his Nevuah, Ke'es, Ya'om Ele Yaakov Ele Yisrael, at this time it will be said to the Yidden, Ma Paul Keil. What is the Eibishter doing? So this is talking about the Nevuah that there is amongst the Yidden. So Yesh Boy Said, says the Rambam, there's a secret here. Shemina Esaihi, from that time of Nevuah's Bilam, count the same number of years from the beginning of creation until when Bilam said his Nevuah, add and count that same number of years again, and the Nevuah is going to come back to Eden. And the Rambam doesn't stop there, he spells it out. When did Bilam say his Nevuah? The 40 years after the Eden came out of Mitzrayim. So the Timtza, if that's the case, it comes out as Cholas Acheshbin from the beginning of creation ad Eisa Eis until that time when Bilam said the Nevuah is alofim arba meis shmeinim ushmeina. So we're talking about alpayim. Let me read that again. Alpayim. We're talking about 2,000 years from the beginning of creation and arba meis 400 years and shmeinim ushmeina and 880 years. Right, the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim. Beis Alofim Tof Memches. 40 years later is Beis Alofim Tof Peches. Shasimin Beis Tof Peches Geulim. That's the year when they heard the Nevuah of Bilam. So now, if you could take this number, you compare and repeat this number again, and you add it from when Bilam said his Nevuah, 2,000 it is, and 488 years later, Tachser and Nevuah Li Yisrael. The Nevuah is going to come back to the Eden. So what year does that come out to be? B'shnas arba salofim chameyes shivim v'sheish liyitzira. 4,000 years and 976 years from creation. Right? Dalid, tof kuf, ayin vav. About 800 years ago, 804 years ago, is when the Rambam says that the Nevuah is going to come back to Eden. Okay? So the Rambam makes you a specific cheshb. And he says, long after the Nevi'im Achreinim passed away, that the Nevuah is going to come back to Eden. That's the side that you see in the words of Bilam. Harei mefureshes dasa Rambam. The loizul bavat sheyesh of sharas l'gilei Nevuah b'zman hazeh. Not only is there a possibility for there to be Nevuah today, ela shetachzar Nevuah l'Yisrael. He tells you a fact that will come back to Eden. Va'oid ve'ikr, another very important point. Harambam mamshich shom b'geres teiman. The Rambam there continues, Oidis Echot, Shayakarav Lazman is someone that lived near his time period. Shenibba Kama Vakama Dvarim, Vakulam Niskaimu, he said Nevuah regarding certain things and they were all fulfilled. Umaysif, and the Rambam says, Amaifis Azeh, this sign, Hamavuah Sham Lefneza, Oidis Aisha, Ushanibba, that the Rambam there speaks about, Haychiach Le'ene Koil Shehunavi Be'ein Safik. This was an individual that was a Nafik without a doubt. Harei, the Loizubuvat. So we see here that not only Shahaya Kabbalah La'aviv Shalal Rambam, not only was this a Kabbalah, the Rambam there says that he has this as a Kabbalah from his father. Shekibel me'aviv u'ma'aviv u'hu kibel adover. This is a tradition from his father, from his grandfather, and so on. Shetachzer ha'nevuah li'Yisrael, that the Nevuah is going to come back to Yidden, ela shu gam me'id. He's actually testifying, Shekarev l'zmanoi, hoya Navi bein Safik. It actually happened. And a Navi came and he prophesied and he for sure was a Navi. So this is clear, the shitta of the Rambam, that there's no expiration date on the concept of Nevuah. And the Nevuah could come back, it did come back 800 years ago, that the Rambam points to an individual that was a Navi. Al-Pizeh, Harei B'chol Zman, Efshe Sheyovi Navi, V'yitzaveh Lahakriv B'bama. At any time period, a Navi could come and say that you should bring a carbon on a Bama. So therefore the Gemara talks about the details of the halacha of a bama, because even after the time when there's an iser of bamas, it's still a possibility that a Navi would come and tell you to be makriv on a bama, and then you're going to be obligated to listen to the Navi. Okay, but the Rebbe doesn't accept this. Now we have to go a step further. Omnom, gam, al-pianal, even based on this explanation, adayim deichik b'zeh. It's still difficult to understand. Tzivi Novi, Lahakrev Bebame, Bishas Isser Abomas, Ira Ad Ato Rak Pam Achas Betoy Rosha. We see that such a scenario that a Novi should come along and command temporarily do this, to bring a carbon on a bama, even though there's an Isra of bamas over thousands of years, this happened only once by Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel. And it was a Hirah Shah, right? Va'afal pikein ma'arichim b'shakel v'tariyah. And nevertheless, the Gemara goes at great length with a long discussion b'dinei bama regarding the halachas of a bama. Ula yere oida pam shiyavi navi v'yitzave la'akrev a bama. That maybe a navi will come and tell you that you have a mitzvah that you have to bring a carbon on a bama. So this is so uncommon. True, the Rebbe explained that because a Navi would tell you so, you'd be obligated to listen, and there's Nevuah even b'zman hazeh. So it could happen even b'zman hazeh. So therefore, these halachas are a possibility. However, very, very unlikely. It's extremely seldom that such a thing happens. So still the question remains, it's still a daichik, why does the Gemara discuss all this at such a great length? And the Rebbe in the Ha'ara adds, even though we explained before, that when you have something that happens seldomly, but that thing, that occurrence that happens seldomly, it would be a chiyuv or a mitzvah to fulfill something, the Gemara discusses it, and you have to tell me the halachas, because we're talking about something which is a chiyuv and a mitzvah. So l'chayru, we could say the same thing over here. True, it happens very seldomly that a Navi would come and tell you to be makir ben abama, but if it does happen, so then it's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi. So therefore the Gemara has to tell you all the pratim of the halachas. So the Rebbe says, that's only if it's a case where you have a general halacha, a general inyan, that the inyan bechlal is common and could happen. There are certain details of it that are very uncommon, certain scenarios of how it would play out, that's uncommon. So that the Gemara will say, because it has to tell you all the pratim of the actual mitzvah and the chiyuv that will be relevant. But over here, the entire inyan of Obama, there's an iser. There's an iser. Elamai, there's an exception that could happen if a Navi says it. The whole entire possibility is only this exception. And this is something which is extremely uncommon. And the Lashon of the Rebbe says there, it's a chashash ba'alma. So therefore, this is something that it's still a deichik to say that the Gemara is going through this whole arichis if the entire inyan is bechlal, only a chashash ba'alma. V'oi, the Rebbe adds another interesting point here. K'sheyovei Navi, v'yitzav la'akriv karpam b'bama b'zman hazeh, if a Navi comes and commands that we're going to bring, we have to bring a carbon on a bum, even today, harei poshet shemitzuvim l'shmoye elav gam b'negei l'dinei bama. You have to listen to everything the Navi says, including b'negei to the details of how to bring the carbon on a bama, l'shanois o levatel v'cholo b'im yitzav al zeh. If he's going to tell you to bring the carbon on a bama, and he'll tell you to disregard this din, and to change from this, and you don't have to listen to the halachas the way it says it in the Gemara, so we have to listen to him as well. Kiven shaklalus in yana os who hapech dinayatera. What's the pshat of it? You're listening to the Navi, you're being over on a mitzvah. If you hear there's a special chiddush and there's a din to listen to a Navi, even though it's hapech dinayatera. El shabayra shah. Here the mitzvah is that temporarily chayavim oz lasis hapech dinayatera. That you have to listen to the Navi, even though it goes against the dinayatera. That's the whole concept here. That the Navi comes and tells you that there's a hira shah to bring a carbon that's not a way the usual halach of Torah is. So if so, harei makim karav loyma shegam benegel prate inyan tiyira shah. So regarding exactly the requirements of how to be makriv the carbon on the bama, so it's very possible and very likely to say that the Navi will tell you exact instructions how to do it, and it won't necessarily match with the halachas of the bama that it says in the sugyas of zvachim of how a carbon has to be brought in a bama. In the times when karbanos were brought on a bama, there's specific halachas how it's brought. But if the entire carbon that's being brought on the bama is just a Navi telling you to do so, so the Navi's being mechadish to do something hepech hateira, because it's a hirah shah, and that's the mitzvah now to do hepech hirah hateira, so it's mistaver that the Navi is going to be the one to tell you exactly what and how to do, and disregard bechlal all the prote adinim as well, benegeh to a bama. So if so, this strengthens the question, why is the Gemara discussing all the ariches b'negei to hilchas bama, being makir for carbon on a bama? L'yashav kol zeh, so to answer this, v'yideya achro k'oisa ashita, it's by saying, like this opinion, d'tzivu novi la'akriv carbon b'bama b'zman isra bamas, that when a novi tells you to bring a carbon on a bama, even after the time period when it's aser, ein zahavar al divrei Torah. It's not defined that you're listening to the Navi to be over on what the Torah says. V'din midinei anevuah shenistal kachula. And it's a special chiddush of a Navi, which even though the Nevius for the most part is nistalka, but it's a special chiddush if a Navi comes. So then you have to listen to the Navi, although you're going, hey, pechatera. That's not the pshat. Ella rather, as we said before, like you see it clearly in the Yerushalmi and clearly in the Sefri, Shazel Chelek Prati Bechlolis Dine Bama. This is one of the details about the halachas of Obama. Shekein Nitna Din Mitchilo. This is the way the halachas of Obama was lachatchila said, Shapinavi Mutarim Umutsavim Lachriv Obama. That if a Navi is telling you to do so, so then you have to be makriv on Obama. The Chayzrim, the Chalim, Babishah, Kol, Dine Bama. So all the details of the halachas of Obama take effect again. Ubemela move on, Shetzrichim Ladas, Kol Prate Dinel. So therefore you have to know all the details of the halachas of Obama. So it's not the pshat that the etzem, there's a zman that it's also to be makriv on Obama. That's it, it expired. Now it's completely also. Elamaya, Navi tells you to be over on Siviyatayre. So then you could ask the question, so then it's something which is completely uncommon, something that's it seldomly happens. So why is the Torah telling us? And befrat all the prati adinim, if it's anyway something that's being done, b'hayra ashah, heipecha Torah in this case. Elamai, the pshat over here is, lechat chilo, when the Torah tells you dine bameh, it says, that's not pshat that there's an expiration date. It says, if you personally want to go be makriv on Obama, so then it's aser. That's not allowed. But if it's a Navi telling you, then you can go ahead and be makriv on Obama. That's part of Dine Obama. Part of Dine Obama is that be'etzem, the possibility to be makriv on Obama continues weiter. If you want to personally do it, ashatir, if you want to go, so then you're not allowed. But if the Navi tells you, go ahead and be makriv on Obama. So therefore, this prat and all these, the possibility to be makriv on Obama, and the pratim that are negeya today to be makriv on Obama, is l'chatchila part and parcel of Dine Obama. So there's no reason why the Gemara shouldn't tell us about all Dine Bama. So now we understand. We can't treat this heter to be makriv on a bama today just as a hypothetical possibility that maybe it could happen. Ula yave navi v'yitzavel said that the navi is going to be mechadish something to do a hira ashah heipachatayre. That's not the pshat. Ela shezel chelek miprote dine bama. That's a chatchila embedded in the very parsha where it says dine bama. And it tells you that an individual should not bring an Obama after the Beis HaMikdash is built. But over there, right away says that that's only an issa for the individual. If a Navi tells you so, so then be'etzem, the possibility of bringing of Obama continues. The fact that reality still remains, Metzias, reality still remains, that the actual scenario of a Navi coming and telling you to bring it on a bummer is a very, very seldom possibility, that doesn't bother me. Just like it comes to all other halachas and Torah. So you have to explain not only the general halacha and the more common halachas, but you have to explain all the details as well. Gama pratim shebenegeil mitzias rechayka, including those details that in reality is not going to be happening at common. Kamoy kein tzarech levaya begemara gam prat zeh mitzias rechayka bedine mamo kanal. So the same applies over here. Even though in reality a navi telling you to do this is something that would happen very seldomly, but nevertheless mitzad dine bama, this is something that's nimshach even today. Mitzad dine bama, this is a prat of dine bama that you could be makriv on Obama. So therefore, it's a chelik of the pratim of dine bama that the Torah and the Gemara discusses and has to tell you. The fact that papayel mamish is something that would happen seldomly, say that we have a lot of things in the Torah that only happen seldomly, and still it's one of the pratim of this general halacha, and the Gemara brings it up and the Gemara discusses it. So the same applies over here. It's not pshat that this is a psachidish that the novi is being machadish to do heipachat Torah. I know it's a part of prati dine bama lachatchila. That's the pshat where the Gemara brings up all the details of Dine Bama. B'signa nachik tzas, to say it in different words. Nevua b'zman hazeh, to have nevua today, even though the Rebbe said that it's possible, but he mitzias rechayka. It's something that's very uncommon. Chshash v'chulot. It's considered to be mamish, a vital possibility, a far possibility. Masha'en king bama. But on the other hand, looking at bringing a carbon on a bummer from the angle of Hilchis Bummer in the parsha of the Bummer, Harezerak the Aryeh Ha'oiser Hudereviale. This is a mashal the Gemara brings when you have something that's fully here, fully ready. Elamai, you have a lion that's standing there or lying there, and he doesn't allow you to enter. He's a blockage. He's not allowing you to get through, and it's an outside blockage. It's not allowing you to get through. So the Rebbe says the same applies over here. How are we supposed to look at the concept of Obama? Is a bum is somebody that l'chatchila has an expiration date, and after that time it's aser. And then there's a special chiddush that a Navi can tell you to be over on the tzivi atayre. If it's l'fisha, that's not the pshat. The pshat is that by a bummer there's l'chatchila no expiration date. A bummer, you can always be makriv on a bummer. Elamai, the Torah said, if you want to do it as an individual, there there's the aryeh, there there's the lion, there's the isra Torah that says that as an individual, you shouldn't do it. You have to get the instruction of a Navi to do it. But the etzem, mitzad dine bama, a bama is nimshach always. Elamai, not as an individual, you're going to get the hayrah from the Navi. So hayyais be etzem, the bama is an Indian that's nimshach forever, so the Gemara talks about it. Yiseirim Yizeh, the Rebbe brings an example for this, where you find somewhere else a point that goes even a step further. When you get to a different Indian. Seirim Yizeh Metzina B'negeh L'mitzvahs Leisachaya Kol Neshama. Regarding the mitzvah of Leisachaya Kol Neshama, which is the law that you're not allowed to allow any of the seven nations of Eretz Yisrael to be alive, Shenimnes B'minyat Taryag Mitzvahs. The Rambam counts it amongst the Taryag Mitzvahs. And there the Rambam says, Av Shu'ula Yachshav Choshev, a person might think, Shezeis Mitzvah She'enin Agas L'Doidus. This is a mitzvah that's not relevant in future generations. Because it's not, it can't be fulfilled anymore. It's not something that's possible anymore to be fulfilled. So why is it relevant today? Kazbara said, Rambam V'zeh L'Shoinus. So the Rambam explains why he still counts it. Ki Yatzivu Shenishlam Ba'agiyah Tachlisoi. If you have a mitzvah that's been fulfilled, the purpose has been met, but it's not a mitzvah that l'chatchila had a certain zman, that was for one time. It's not a mitzvah that l'chatchila had an expiration on it. So then, you can't say that this is a mitzvah that's not relevant for all generations. It's considered to be a mitzvah that Eibishter gives without any dates, without any time, so it's a mitzvah that's for all generations. If the possibility comes up, so even if the Poyal Mamish, we know for a fact that the possibility won't come up. But the very fact that the mitzvah was not given with an expiration date, or it wasn't l'chatchila given for one time period, you can't consider it to be a mitzvah that's just for one time. So it's included in the Taryag mitzvahs. You have certain mitzvahs, like I mentioned before, the Yidden did in the Midbar. And that's just for that time period. It's not mentioned in the Taryag mitzvahs. Mashenkin over here, L'Sechaya Kol Neshama is a mitzvah l'daitis. Elamai, but Poyal, practically, it's not going to be relevant to fulfill the law in all time periods. So the Rebbe says, if you could say so, when you get to the klal of how to count the Taryag mitzvahs, we could apply the same concept also when you get to the Bama. Even if, looking at it from the perspective of actual reality, a Navi coming today and giving us a command to be makriv on a Bama is something that's very uncommon and it would happen seldomly, if ever. But that doesn't matter. If mitzad dine bama, there is no expiration date until when you can be makriv on a bama. You could always be makriv on a bama. Elamai, the Torah says, not as an individual, but through a Navi. But be'etzem mitzad dine bama, you could always be makriv on a bama. So this is something that the Torah has to discuss and something that the Gemara discusses by Arichas. So now what do we have from all this? Coming back to the point that we were discussing in the beginning of the Sikha. I'll pick Kol Anal, move on. So based on all this, we understand, Shigam am bavli koi b'shit zu. The Bavli also agrees to this opinion, which is Shekein Nitna Din the Bama Meikara, that this is part of the Dine Bama in the beginning, Lies Kailul Gametzi Zusha Pitzivi Novi, to include this option that you could be Makarv on a Bama always, as long as it's being done through a Novi. So it's not a special Allah and Hilchas Nevuah to be over on the Tzivi Yatayra Lefisha, but even the Bavli, the fact that it's discussing Dine Bama with such an Ariches, has to be that the Bavli also agrees that it's a chelik of the parsha of the Bama in the beginning. Now the Rebbe addresses the question, but the Gemara and the Sefri both use the Lashon that Eluf Tishmon means and it brings the example of Bama, that Bama is considered to be a case where you're being over. Why being over? That's l'chatchila part of the way the parsha of Bama was said, that it's still relevant for today. So the Rebbe says that here's the pshat. The Gemara does not mean to say that even once the Navi actually already told you to be makriv on the Bama, it's being pushed off. It's not the pshat that after, once the Navi already told this to you, and you're fulfilling what the Navi told you, because of Eilof Tishman, that you're being doiche and you're being over on a tzivi of the Torah, that's not the pshat. Ki'im, rather, what the Gemara means to say is, Koloshan anal, shah Navi bol etzavis lavar lachas kol mitzvah shebet Torah. If the Navi is coming, and he's coming to tell you, and what is he telling you about? He's coming to tell you to do something that if you would do it on your own, you would be over on a mitzvah. Avo, but then, once the Navi said it to you, al yidei tzivya Navi hotra akrova b'bama. Once he said it to you, so now it's totally heter. Now it becomes part of dini b'bama. V'yisei demizu gamnasis mitzvahs akrovas karban. This is part of the regular mitzvah of bringing a karban. Just like you bring a karban in a base of mikdash, you have an option of bringing a karban in a b'bama once the Navi tells you to do so. Neisaf ala mitzvah dulishmaya ala Navi. In addition to the fact that you have a mitzvah to listen to a Navi, which is the Eilof Tishmon. And that's what we're learning out from Mishomer Tireh, that there's one thing that we're saying, that a Navi comes to you and is coming to tell you to be over. Right? So we're talking about a mitzvah, that if the Navi would have not said it to you, and you would do it on your own, so then you're going to be over. So that's the Lashon that the Gemara says, over. But if you would have done it, it would have been over. But now once the Navi tells you to do so, so now you're doing something which is lachatchilim mutter, and you learn out from the parsha of Bome, that this is the way it was designed, that according to a Navi, you could and should be makriv it as a regular carbon. B'signa nachiktas. To explain the Lashon of the Gemara, why it uses the term avair, although really by Bama, it's not being over on anything. It's part of Dine Bama, so you can explain it in a little bit of a different way. Hachidish sha'a Navi yachol etzaveis lahakrev b'bama b'shas isa bamas. This chidish that a Navi could command you to be makrev even after the time of isa bamas. V'shibnei Yisrael m'chuyavim l'shmoyel b'zeh. And you didn't have to listen to him. So first, nilmad me'elof tishmon. The first thing is, we learn it out from Eilof Tishmon, shu prat b'dine nevuah. As far as that drash is concerned, it's a detail in Dine Nevuah that you have to listen to a Navi. It's part of all other Taryag mitzvahs that a Navi has the ability to be mitzavah you, to be over lefisha, and you have to listen to the Navi. That's step one. And as far as that is concerned, by a bama, it's part of all the other mitzvahs in this same that you have to be over. But la'acha shalamadnu de'elof tishmon, after we have that limud, ba'al limud bibbama. Then there's a second limud that's specifically regarding a bama. Maila ata b'chomakim shiyem lochan novi ahet vitzivu, which is prat b'dini bama. Then regarding a bama, there's another chiddush where it says a specific chiddush by dini bama that this is the way the dinim of bama was designed lachatchila. That if a Navi tells you it's not that you're being over lefisha, this is lachatchila the way it was designed and meant to be done. So enachanami, the Gemara is using the term avir because there it's talking about bama as it is part of all the other mitzvahs atayra where a Navi is telling you to be over. That's one drasha. But then there's another drasha as well that says specifically b'negeya ta bama, and enachanami b'negeya ta bama, when you listen to the Navi, you're not being over on anything. Okay, so we have over here the conclusion of the Rebbe, that this inyan, that by a bama, it's shaykh even b'zman hazeh, and the kibbeh nevuah even b'zman hazeh, it's even according to the Bavli. It's not only according to the Yerushalmi, it's even according to the Bavli, and this is the reason why the Gemara discusses that ba'arichis, the whole thing of all the halachas of a bama. Now, the Rebbe takes this a little bit to a different direction to give us what we see from this. V'hinei al pi amavur le'el, based on what we learned here. Sheba akrove b'bama al pi novi yesh bo shnei tzivuyim. That this, that you can bring according to a Navi and a Bama, there are two different details here. One is Aleph, Eilof Tishmon. The fact that you have to listen to a Navi, which would even mean to be over. But Beis, another thing, Hakrovas, Karban, Bebama. That L'chatchila, the Torah is saying that you could still be Makrav, a Karban, and a Bama according to a Navi. So move on. So now, based on this, the Rebbe is going to tell us on Meir de Gevart. We see here, we can understand, Sheba Krav, Bebama, Yidei Navi, when you are Makrav, a Karban, on a bama, in a time when it would be asr otherwise. According to a Navi, yesh ba maile yaseida, there's a greater advantage here, legabaya akrava bibama bishasetara bamas. Even more than the time period when Yidin were able to be makrav on a bama without a Navi. On their own, they were able to be makrav on a bama. So there's a greater advantage if you're doing it according to a Navi. And the Rebbe adds, if Eloira Yisrim Bekamos, we're not referring here just to the simple advantage that you can see in quantity wise, Shemekayim Beis Mitzvahs. Now, since there's an Isser for you to do it individually, and when you do it, you're doing it according to a Navi, so you're fulfilling two mitzvahs. You're bringing a carbon, and you're listening to a Navi, Eilof Tishmon. So that's an obvious thing, that there's a maila when you makriv on a bama today, more than then, when anyone could bring it on their own. But also as far as the eichus, the quality, the nature of the very carbon itself, there's a big maila in bringing a carbon on a bama in the time when there's a special heter and sivri from a navi, as opposed to when it was the time period that you were allowed to bring on a bama. What is that? Karbanis chayve. So here's the halacha. Karbanis chayve ain on kereivim b'bama. There's a limitation by a bama, even in the time when you were allowed to bring an bama. It's only for a neder and a dover that an individual wants to bring. All the karbanis chayve are not allowed to be brought on a bama. Hainu, what does this mean? She ain dai ba'krova b'bama k'tushasa. You don't have enough in bringing a carbon on a bama or in the kedusha of a bama, shechiyuv sheyeshnei ala adam, that an obligation that a person has to bring a carbon, yuchal lekayma b'bama, that he should be able to fulfill his obligation on a bama. Af shemitzvas carbon she'ena mechuyuv ba mekayma b'bama, the mitzvahs of a carbon. If you want to go ahead and bring a carbon and you're fulfilling a mitzvah and you're doing all the details that apply to how to bring a carbon on a bama, the mitzvah of a carbon could be fulfilled by bringing it on a bama. An obligation that a person has, though, the bama does not have enough kedusha to be poyel, to pater you, that you should be able to fulfill that mitzvah and that chiyuv that you have there on the bama. Okay, so there's a mitzvah of a carbon, but the bama doesn't have enough kedusha to affect the gavra, the person, that he should be able to fulfill his chiyuv. And now the Rebbe clarifies, chiluk zeh hurak b'negei lo adam. The distinction we're making over here is only as far as the chiv of the person, that the bama doesn't have the ability that a person, or enough kedusha, that a person should be able to be makriv and pater himself and fulfill his chiv. However, as far as the details of how a karbon chayva is brought, the actual karbon itself, all the different halachas that apply to a karbon chayva, you have similar, the same halachas apply regarding the actual karbon itself. There are certain halachas that apply regarding a karbon chayva, and the same halachas apply regarding a karbon that's not a chayva. So as far as the karbon itself, I see that Obama has enough kedusha for a carbon to be brought on it and to be mekayim all the details of the mitzvah of a carbon. The chilek though is, the bama does not have that level of kedusha that the person should be able to be mekayim his chiyuv on the bama. That is in the time when there's a heter abamas. But now in a time period when you're only bringing the carbon on the bama because the navi is telling you so, this carbon is somewhat of a, you can refer to it as a carbon chayva, because the Navi is telling you to bring it. So now the person has a chiv to bring this carbon. And the kedusha of the bama is strong enough for you to fulfill your chiv that you have. Signe nach, to put it in other words, kedusha sa'akrava va'abama payeles loyrak ba'karbon. So today, if a Navi would come and tell us to bring a carbon, the kedusha of the bama is strong enough that not only is there a carbon that's brought there, and you have all the dinei carbon that apply, that you can bring it on it, but it's also payeles loyrak ba'karbon kiyim gam ba'adam. The kedusha is strong enough to affect the person, that the person can fulfill his obligation. Ha'adam mekayim tziva yashem amutl olav. There's an obligation that lies on the person. The person has an obligation to listen to the Navi. That's an obligation that lies upon the Gavra. And this Bama, the Kedusha of the Bama, is strong enough to affect and to allow the person to be Mekayim his Chiyuv on this Bama. So it comes out, there's a certain Maila in being Makriv a carbon on a Bama, Bizman Azef, and Navi would tell you so, over being Makriv on a Bama, Bizman, that it was a Heter Bama, Bizman Heter Bama is. The bama is a place that a carbon could be brought, but not the person. The person, the kedusha of the bama, does not affect the person to fulfill his chiyuv. In this moment, there's a navi. The bama has enough kayach that you could fulfill your chiyuv. It affects also the person. Bal derech, this is similar to klalas achiluk shebein akrava bebama la akrava bebeis hamikdash. More broadly speaking, there's the general difference between the kedusha that there is in the place of a bama and the kedusha that there is in the place of the mizbeach and the beis hamikdash. Ha akrava bebama ena payala such a spashet espashet akedusha bemokim by hukrav akarbon. The bringing a carbon on a bama does not have the effect that the kedusha of the bama should also take effect on that place. We don't find any kedusha that remains in those places that Yidden brought karbanos on a bama. That's it. They brought it there temporarily. And then afterwards, there's no Kedusha that remains. It doesn't affect the place outside of the Bama. Outside of the time even that they brought the carbon on the Bama. Mashenkin b'mizbeach, which is not the case with the mizbeach shel hamikdash and the beis hamikdash. Ha'akrovas ha'karbon payeles kedusha gam b'mkoymai. The mizbeach, you bring the karbonis on the mizbeach, and that is payel kedusha in the place of the mizbeach, a permanent kedusha there. Meaning, hainu, she'ein b'koychoi shel karbon b'bame lahamshech ha'kedusha mimena v'chutza. In a bame, you don't have the power to bring that kedusha of the bame itself outside of the Bama, that the place itself should become holy. Yet the Bama itself allows you to bring a carbon there and to do the mitzvah of the carbon, but not to affect the place. Mashenken carbon based on mikdash. The carbon on the base of mikdash and the mizbeach affects the kedusha of the place. So that's the general difference that we see between the base of mikdash and a Bama. Okay, and zeh, similar to this concept, to achiluk shebein akrava bebama b'shas hateira, is the difference that there is regarding a bama that's brought in the time when it was a period that anyone could bring an bama. La krava b'bama al pinavi. Now, when we could only bring an bama if there's a navi that tells you to do so. A carbon b'bama stam, bringing a carbon stam on a bama in that time period when it was allowed. Ein b'koycha lifel gam chutz mi meno al ha'odom. It doesn't have the power to affect also the person that he should be able to fulfill his obligation on the bama. It could be mekayim a mitzvah of carbon on the bama, but the person himself can't fulfill his obligation. Mashenkin akrav al pin navi. On the other hand, when a navi tells you to bring an bama, payeles gam ba adam. Now the person can bring an bama, and the person is fulfilling his obligation to listen to the navi through this bama. So the bama has the kayach that it affects even the person's ability to be mekayim sort of a carbon chayva on this bama. So therefore, the bama today is payel even outside the bama itself. It affects the person. So now, as the Rebbe always does, the Rebbe connects this theme, this concept that the bama could be payel even on the person, to the beginning of the Masechta. So based on what we said, the whole sugi in the end of Zvachim, what is it really speaking about? It's not stam speaking about a bama in the time period when it was totally mutter for anyone to bring an a bama, because that's not relevant anymore. It's specifically speaking about the time period, like today, that it could be brought through a navi and a bama. We can understand the connection of the end to the beginning of the Masechta. What does it say in the first Mishnah? Any karbanis that are brought, the karban itself is kosher. However, the obligation that the owner had to bring this karban, he didn't fulfill. The karban is kosher, but he's going to have to bring another karban for his obligation. What did we see here? Shah chisarim b'karbon shenizbach shalei lishma. What is lacking here when it's brought shalei lishma? Who she'ena paiter es ha'odah michiyuvai. We don't pater the person of his obligation. The carbon is a kosher carbon, but it doesn't affect the obligation of the person. Hainu she'ena b'koyche lifal ala odam. This is a kind of carbon that will not affect the person, that he should fulfill his obligation through this. So here again we see the same theme. There's a carbon on the mizbeach, but it's too weak because it was done shalei lishma, it can't affect the chiyuv that the person has. It can't fulfill it through this. So the Rebbe says, Shach chesaron b'karbon shenizbach shalei lishma, hu she'ena paiter es ha'odam b'chiyuv, ha'ane she'ena b'koyach lifal al adam. So hine, chesaron zeh, this chesaron, this lack, sheboy koi b'resha mesechta, which it speaks about in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, Nidgash b'miyuchad al yidei dinei siyim ha-Masechta, is specifically emphasized by all of the dinim that it speaks about in Abama in the end of the Masechta. Afile b'bama, even when it comes to Abama and Alpinavi. And what kind of Abama are we talking about in the end of the Masechta? Abama Alpinavi. Shabba ayri b'ikke b'siyim ha-Masechta. That's primarily what it's speaking about in the end of the Masechta. Nimsheches ha-kedusha gam al ha-odam ha-makriv. So even by a bama, there's a koyach that the bama has the ability to pat to the person from his chiyuv to listen to the navi to bring the karbon. Afal pi, although a bama, generally speaking, has less koyach of the mizbeach and the beis hamikdash. She'espashtus upu'ulas ha-kedusha the bama b'chlal eini kazu shebeis hamikdash. It doesn't have the same koyach as the mizbeach and the beis hamikdash. So nevertheless, we see that a bama has the koyach to be payel, that a person can fulfill his obligation on this bama. Halachas kama v'kama. So most definitely, how much more so be based on mikdash. She'ikir in yonik karbanas chayve shalat tzibur va'ayachid. It's primarily there for the karbanas chayve that the tzibur or individual is chayev to bring. Zesh apoyel umamshich kedusha yedei karbon. So most definitely, the karma that you makriv is not stam a mitzvah of a karbon that you're doing right now on the mizbeach, but it actually has an effect on the person. It patters him from his chiyuv. It also has an effect on the place outside of the, in other words, a permanent kedusha in the place. If by a bomb you find such a concept, like you see in the end of the Masechta, that it could be pile on the person, how much more so is it true, binigeya, to the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, that if it's brought right, it's pile on the person, that he fulfills his chiyuv, and b'chlal, binigeya, to the place, that it establishes the kedusha in the place. That's the theme that comes out of here, that we see the connection between the beginning and the end of the Masechta. So the Rebbe concludes here, Taikif, Kedushas, HaMitzvahs, HaKrovas, HaKarbanas, Ka'abes HaMikdash. So this, the powerful Kedusha that you have here, of mitzvahs, of these mitzvahs, of bringing the Karbanas in the Beis HaMikdash and on the Bama, Al Pi Navi V'chulu, in a case when it's an Obama, when it's a Navi, U'Pulase Ba'adam, it affects even the person, U'Bimakim, and it could also affect the Kedusha of the place. And somewhat similar to this, it's also regarding a shul, kivin shehem mikdash ma'at. It's referred to as a mikdash, also a mikdash ma'at. You learn, you daven there, shetfilas connected to tamidin tiknum, which correspond to the carbon tamid, v'loimdim bem, and you learn there, v'kolzet tamid. But this is constant. Bedugmas have beis hamikdash and makriven by tamid v'chulu, like the beis hamikdash where karbanos are brought there constantly. Noisaf ala anyanim sheyashnam gam bebam. In addition to those things that are also by a bama, harei behem atzmam. So in the very place itself, it's not just the act that you're doing right now, the davening or the learning, but the place itself also it attains a certain kedusha. Nimshachas hakedusha ba'ifin shenishasham gam la'achas man. The kedusha remains there afterwards. Upoil gam ba'adam. And this kedusha of a mitzvah or of davening or of learning will have a greater impact on the person. Shemizeh muvan shedavah shebekedusha anase b'mkaymes elu yesh b'taisvus kedusha. When you do a mitzvah, you daven, you learn in a shul, it actually has a greater kedusha. It affects the person in an even stronger way. Umizeh ayirav benegei l'poil. So therefore, there's a practical lesson here. It's better to choose to do a mitzvah, to daven, to learn, than to do it, even if he's doing it with the same hiddur, than to do it in any other place outside or in your private home. You should do it dafken a shul. If you're doing it in a place where there's more kedusha, in a place which is a mikdash ma'at, so then mitaisus kedusha al kedusha say. There's more kedusha besides the kedusha of a mitzvah. If you would have done it elsewhere, you do it in a shul, so there it brings a more permanent kedusha. It affects the place itself, similar to the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you have more kedusha in the mitzvah that you're doing. V'yidei amshachas v'spashtus hakedusha shal mikdash ma'at ba'ilo. By adding and bringing and extending the kedusha of the mikdash ma'at in the world, b'meshach zman ha'golus, in the time of golus, niske v'binyan beis hamikdash ha'shlishi will be zeichet to the third beis hamikdash, will lekabel amshachas hakedusha mimenu, and then will receive the kedusha from the beis hamikdash al yedeshem nakriv by karbanis b'poyel mamish, by actually bringing karbanis in the beis hamikdash, as the Rebbe says before, by actually bringing the karbanis, it affects and it adds to the kedusha of the place. The Eibush will remove the spirit of impurity of the world. All karbanis will be with the proper intentions, lishma, and also kmitzvas etzeinecha. It will be brought the way the Eibush desired it to be on a higher level. The tumshach kedushas akarban v'chulu, and then the kedusha of the karban will also come down. Gama makrivi akarbanis, not only in the place but also on the people that are bringing the karbanis. V'yisalu be'iluyachir iluy, and they'll be elevated from one level to the next. The karvasam lahavaya, in coming close to the Eibush.